For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. Reaction is pouring in from all over the country following today's Supreme Court decision to uphold the federal health care law. To find out more about what that decision means for Kentucky, WKU Public Radio spoke with people from a variety of backgrounds to get a feel for the long-term ramifications for the Bluegrass State. One of those people brings the perspective of both a doctor and a university official. Dr. David Dunn is Executive Vice President for Health Affairs at the University of Louisville.
Well, as a physician, I'm very pleased. This expands the scope of health care greatly within the United States and in particular within the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
Dr. Dunn says Americans should be happy that an estimated 32 million people nationally who were previously uncovered will now have access to health care. However, he cautions there are several key important questions that remain unresolved. For example, where will we find all the physicians needed to treat those who are now eligible for care?
In essence, we have a scenario where we've got many more patients, probably 300,000 to 400,000 more patients. Within the Commonwealth, these people will seek access to care, and they won't have a primary care physician or a nurse practitioner to see. So if you look at just Kentucky, we probably got a dearth of about 3,000 to 4,000 physicians.
For his part, Dunn says he'd like to see greater federal funding for expanded residency training positions at American medical schools. He says the number of primary care physicians U.S. schools are able to turn out was too low even before the federal health care law was passed.
Typically, most teaching institutions, such as the U of L Health Science Center and its medical school, are locked in at training slot numbers that go back to 1996. With the provision of additional federal funding, we can open up more slots, we can train more doctors.
From a political standpoint, Kentucky has one of the most high-profile opponents of the federal health care law. Mitch McConnell is the state's senior U.S. senator and the highest-ranking Senate Republican. After the Supreme Court decision, the Louisville Republican said if his party wins a majority of Senate seats this fall, he'll make the repeal of the health care law the top GOP legislative priority. Meanwhile, the American public's view of the health care law has been a mixed bag, according to polls. On one hand, recent surveys have consistently shown at least a slight majority of respondents opposed to the individual mandate portion of the law. However, solid majorities supported other key parts of the Affordable Care Act, such as a portion that prohibits insurance companies from refusing to take on those with certain pre-existing conditions. And WKU Professor of Healthcare Administration Gregory Ellis Griffith says a part of the law that allows young people to stay on their parents' insurance plans has widespread support in Kentucky and throughout the nation.
That is huge. We have a lot of college students that are coming out because of the economy, having a hard time finding jobs. They're finding jobs that are barely able to support them. They don't have benefits. But now you can stay in your health insurance plan until you're 26.
As a result of the law, an estimated 35,000 Kentuckians under the age of 26 now have insurance on their parents' health care plans. The Supreme Court ruling upholding the health care law surprised many observers who thought Chief Justice John Roberts would vote to strike down the act. Instead, he wrote the majority opinion supporting the president's plan. WKU history professor and constitutional law expert Patricia Minter says Roberts was comfortable with the idea that Congress can tax citizens, as in the case of penalizing someone who doesn't buy his or her own health insurance.
And in doing that, what he does is he cites Stewart Machine Company versus Davis, which is a 1937 case that the Supreme Court used to uphold the Social Security Act.
Professor Minter says this health care law ruling will now serve as the final lecture for her next legal history class. She says, love it or hate it, the court's decision will likely be studied for years to come for what it says about the rights of government and individuals. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.